This is Betty Lockery Hoag on June the 20th, 1964, interviewing Buckley McGarren at BUCKLEY MAC-GURRIN in his home in El Monte, California. Mr. McGarren, you were one of the most important artists on the projects which the archives are studying, because of the work that you did in the Los Angeles County Museum and also in the Hall of Records, where you did half of 10 of the, certainly the most interesting murals done during the project, which involved more research and working with more other project groups than any others. But before we talk about them, I'd like to ask you a little bit about your own life. Would you please tell us where you were born and when?
Well, I was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan in 1896.
Of Irish-American parents, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Both my parents were from Grand Rapids, mm-hmm. and my grandparents also.
And where did you go to school?
I went to parochial school in Kalamazoo for grammar school, and then we moved out to Salt Lake City in 1912, and I went to Salt Lake High School for one semester, and I went to All Hallows College for one semester, and then from then on I went down to Santa Clara in California, and I went through high school down there in my first year in college at Santa Clara.
I see. And then you went on to the University of California after that, didn't you?
I went to Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And I did one semester at Berkeley, and then the first war started, and so I joined the Navy, and I went to, I had a couple of, 2 years and a half about, in Naval Reserve and ensign, submarine chasers mainly. While I was at Berkeley, I went to Berkeley School of Arts and Crafts at night and took life drawing and so on there, you know. And I had some art credits at Berkeley from Perrin Nall.
Had you always been interested in doing artwork, or did this start when you were in the Navy?
Oh no, it was a thing that always seemed to bother me. I used to, I went to a little art school in Kalamazoo too when I was still in grammar school. I used to go on Saturdays and after school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of cute because it was a commercial art school, but you learned something, you learned how it smelled. And so
a
on.
Good introduction.
It wasn't bad. It had a smell, you know. And then, then I got up as far as life class, and I remember there was a big discussion about it. I went with another kid living across the street, and we were only about 14, I guess. So it was a big problem about whether we should be allowed to see the models, you know.
Correct.
Without any clothes on, and that was quite a thing. But that was solved by the fact that we moved out to Salt Lake City. And I had some life drawing, some drawing and stuff in high school there for a while. But mainly it was at Berkeley, but the main thing was in 1922. I finished college there, and I came down to Hollywood and worked at Famous Players Lasky's for a while. I designed some stuff there, and then I decided that I would be a full-time artist. And so I thought, well, I'd better go and study, and I thought the best place to go would be Paris, so I went to Paris, and then I stayed there from 1922 till 1933.